It's now past 10:30, so would you please read time certain 10:30, item number 55.
Proclaim January 20, 2016 to be 2015 MLS Champion Portland Timbers Soccer City USA Day in Portland.
Commissioner Dan Saltzman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to call up to the table Portland Timbers owner and CEO Merrick Paulson, Business Operations Manager Mike Gallo, President of Business Operations, come on up, and Head Coach Caleb Porter. Please come to the table. So in March of 2009, the city entered into a partnership with the Portland Timbers and Major League Soccer. And I'm happy to say here in January of 2016 that that partnership has more than paid off for everyone in Portland. It was not an easy decision for me at the time. I was somewhat skeptical about the proposal as first presented to us, and I was not a soccer fan, I have to admit, but like many other Portlanders and Oregonians, I have been inspired to become one. I even understand what stoppage time means, although I still don't understand offsides. I'm still working on that one.
Nor do the refs.
Yeah. But what put me over the top in 2009 was the amazing amount of passion and compassion I felt from the fans, the best fans in the world, the Timbers Army. The Army not only supports our team with vigor, they bring that same vigor to the support in the community and the good works that they do. And I want to again recognize their commitment and by saying once again to Timbers fans, thank you very much. And as many know, that vigor and passion is only matched by the owner and partner to the city of Portland, Merritt Paulson. Merritt, your vision for this team and what it could do for this city has come to fruition in just 5 years with the Cup Championship you and your organization have brought home to us. We are thankful to you, Mike, and Mike for heading up a world-class organization. Got Coach Porter here, too. Coach Porter, we're not sure what magic you sprinkled in the second half of the season, but the tactical maneuvers and the way you inspired your players will be debated in pubs across the city, the state, and the country for years and perhaps even generations to come. So thank you for what you have given Portland. It's more than a cup championship. It showed the world how we stand together in Portland. And with that, I would like to allow our panel to make a few remarks, and then I'll read the actual proclamation.
And then we'll take some council comments.
I don't have any long prepared remarks. I thank you for honoring us here today. There's probably some joke somewhere about following marijuana policy, but I'm not going to touch that. You know, I'd say that sitting here today is a lot different than what it felt like in 2009 on pins and needles, you know, telling the you all ad nauseum what this Major League Soccer could bring to this city and what it could bring to our state and the spotlight it could put on us. And really, the Portland Timbers have been a story about having high expectations and exceeding those expectations at every step of the way, not only on the pitch, but what we're doing in the community off the pitch. And I thank the all of you for the faith that you had in moving forward with Major League Soccer. I'd acknowledge two people who aren't here today who had a big role in Timbers coming here, both then Mayor Sam Adams and Commissioner Randy Leonard. And I'd even more so honor and acknowledge the various Portland City staff members who we're dealing with on a day in and day out basis, whether we're doing Fields for All, whether we're working in the community, whether we're managing Providence Park. It's been a beautiful partnership. It's been a terrific partnership and a mutually beneficial partnership between the Timbers and the city of Portland. And I guess I just would thank you all for having us here again and thank Portland for having the faith and, you know, the terrific partnership that we have.
Thank you. Thank you. Mike, our coach? Coach Caleb? Coach Porter?
When Merritt sold me on the idea of leaving the comfort of college and coming here to lead the Portland Timbers, to move my family, my three kids, here, one of the things that really excited me and inspired me was to come here and do something that's never been done, and to bring home to the fans in this community the second major trophy. And that was a big reason that I joined, a big reason that I jumped off the cliff and left, like I said, the comfort of where I was at, even a 10-year contract. And I think when you look at the ripple effect of what's happened now that we have won a trophy in this community, in the region, and in the state, that makes it even more meaningful and rewarding that I did make that decision. I'm proud to live in this community, proud to lead this club, and hopefully we can continue to use this vehicle of professional sports to continue to ignite the community, ignite the region, ignite the state. I thank you. I'm humbled and honored to sit here, and I appreciate everyone for embracing me and my family in this community.
Thank you, Coach. Mike?
And nothing to add, but we wanted to share with you limited edition championship scarves to add to your already robust collection.
Did you have a robust collection? Thank you. These
are hard to get.
Thank you.
And trust Charlie will get his.
Yeah, he'll get his. We'll make sure he gets it.
He's at a White House ceremony honoring the Timbers.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, with that, I will read the proclamation, and then we can...
We'll take some council comments. We'll take the proclamation, council comments, then we'll ask you gentlemen if we could take a picture with you.
Yeah, and as Commissioner Fish noted, Mayor Hills is at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington, D.C. Whereas on March 11th, 2009, Portland City Council voted to accept a resolution to declare city support to Peregrine LLC's bid to bring a Major League Soccer franchise to the city of Portland. And whereas on April 14th, 2011, the Portland Timbers played their first home match in front of a sold-out crowd and defeated the Chicago Fire 4-2. And whereas in its first five seasons, the Portland Timbers franchise has sold out every single home game and cultivated the greatest fan base in sports. And whereas on October 29th, 2016, the Portland Timbers defeated Sporting Kansas City at Providence Park in an 11-round shootout that is regarded as the most epic MLS game ever played. And whereas after defeating Cascadia rivals Vancouver Whitecaps and the FC Dallas in rounds 2 and 3 of the playoffs, the Timbers advanced to the MLS Cup Final. And whereas on December 6, 2015, in Columbus, Ohio, the Portland Timbers became Major League Soccer champions by defeating the Columbus Crew 2-1. And whereas Portland City Council is grateful of the partnership between the City of Portland and the Timbers, and thankful to owner Merritt Paulson for his commitment to Portland and codifying our moniker as Soccer City USA. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hills, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim January 20th, 2016, to be Major League Soccer Champion Portland Timbers Soccer City USA Day in Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this day.
Let's suspend the rules. Thank you, Dan. We're gonna invite each of my colleagues to say something, and then we'll take a picture. Commissioner Novick?
I noticed that our budget director is here in full Timbers regalia, so I thoroughly expect that he'll slip into the budget this year, something that allocating millions of dollars simply to celebrating the Timbers.
We're okay with it.
It is wonderful to be once again at Championship City. Thank you. I have to tell you, every once in a while I pick up USA Today, which I think is one of the most underrated papers in America. And I happened to pick it up about a year and a half ago, and there was a huge article in the sports section about the Timbers and their army, the greatest sports bands in America. And it was really cool to see that we're recognized throughout the nation for having a great team and a great fan base. Thank you so much for making Portland proud.
Mr. Fritz.
Well, thank you for the joy, for all of everything that you do for our city. It was a great season. Sports are things that unite. It's a system that unites us. It's everybody pulling for the people on the field and the coaches, and you get to yell a lot too, which I really appreciate. And it helps when you yell, right? It's a joy. So thank you so much. My sons, Luke and Maxwell, were in Columbus, Ohio for the final game. They had such a good time. I was watching at home. We only got allocated two tickets, so I nobly let my two sons go because you can't pick between two sons. You know, it just wouldn't work very well. I think we have the best fans in the world, not just in the United States. I grew up watching football in England and went to games in Europe and such, and the supporters here are very different from the supporters, even the rabid supporters of some of the big-name clubs, because they do a lot of good for the community. I don't know of anything like Operation Pitch Invasion. The Timbers Army and the Rose City Riveters, they're a part of this community. You're a part of this community. Their players are upstanding people who, young people and people my age and older can look up to. I do need to mention that Mike Gollop told me that we're the second city after DC United to have both the men's and the women's championship trophies, and I'm really proud of the Riveters Thorns for having done that, and I particularly want to thank Merritt Paulson for his acknowledgement of Mana Sheamus with her family tragedy that's recently happened. That, again, we come around our players because we feel like they're our players, they're our community. And thanks for getting her traded back from that whole thing a few years ago. It's just awful. Congratulations on the draft. It looks like we're going to have a better, even better year next year for both the men and the women's teams. That's fantastic. And again, thank you to the supporters who came today. I can't think of another vote where I have been more glad that I was overruled. So thank you very much. We're not voting, but.
I had a few remarks, and now that I'm the president, no one can rule me out of order. I'm going to extend them. No, just kidding. First, to my friend Merritt Paulson. Dan said something interesting earlier. He said that we cemented a partnership in 2009. But it turns out we had a little disagreement in the family in 2009 about that partnership. And we didn't clear up that disagreement until 2010. And we came, instead of a two-stadium proposal, we came with a one-stadium proposal with a different financing scheme that had broad support. And I was proud to support the 2010 stadium deal. It was a different deal than 2009. It was still the partnership. But I think, in retrospect, it proved to be the better deal. And historians will debate that. Second, I want to acknowledge, Merritt, that you've brought three dividends to this community through your ownership. You brought a women's team, a women's soccer team, which, as you know, in my family, it's a close call between whether we prefer to go to a women's game or a men's game. We're just honored to have both teams in our community. Second, you brought the first All-Star game to Portland in a major sport, and it was a heck of a game. I think we beat Bayern Munich, if I'm not mistaken. And number three, you brought a championship. The second or third major championship, depending on whether you include the women's championship. That's a hell of a record. Now, your dad saved the economy, so you still have a little work to do in terms of getting that moniker, but congratulations to you. To Caleb Porter, I congratulate you for your perseverance. When you guys weren't winning as much, you got a sense of the fickleness in the media particularly, and people were questioning whether you were the right fit. But you kept at it, and at some point the team turned a corner, and we could all sense it. It was a team of destiny, and it wasn't going to be defeated, and it happened just at the right time. So congratulations for instilling that spirit in your teammates, that they would persevere against all odds and believe. And if we want to consider what it's like to have a world-class coach in our backyard, I saw a newspaper story the other day about this big catch the University of Portland got. UCLA's associate head coach is taking over their program, and they asked him why. He said, well, Soccer City USA, the Timbers, the Clive Charles, and, by the way, Caleb Porter, who he called his mentor. So if you want to ask why it's important to have a coach of your caliber in our backyard, we're getting a world-class coach to coach at the UP because he considers you a mentor. And maybe what he didn't say is he wants your job. I don't know if that's going on, but I just maybe he's
not getting it.
Maybe that. And then to Mike Golub. Merritt, I think one of the best hires you ever made was bringing Mike in. What people don't know about Mike Golub is he's been successful in lots of other sports. He's kind of slumming it in soccer, but he's been successful in hockey and in other professional sports. But he's been a pleasure to work with. And we actually have more interface with him than with you because he's the guy on the ground kind of lobbying and pushing and visiting with us and cajoling and admonishing. And on the other hand, he also wears this other hat, which he's an arts champion. So thank you for sharing him in that regard. But Mike's a gem to work with, and we're so grateful. And I just want to close by saying that I was in London recently with my family, and the purpose of the trip was to see a soccer game there. My son wanted to see an EPL game. And we were at a Starbucks at a big tourist location, and in walks a family all decked out in Timbers gear. And I turned to my wife and said, my God, it's a global phenomenon. Look at this, wherever we go. So we couldn't resist. We went up to them and said, a Timbers, I mean, just can we ask, what's with all the Timbers stuff? He said, oh, we work for the Timbers. It was a guy in your organization. But he was wearing head-to-toe Timbers, so he was showing off the home team to great style. So congratulations. And, Dan, thank you very much for bringing this recognition forward.
How about a picture?
Thanks again, Dan. And we should give a shout out to Brendan Finn,
yes,
the second biggest soccer fan in this building, next to Martha Pellegrino. I had to put that in there. Okay. Carl, let's go back to